T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Before 6 o'clock this morning, the president went on Twitter with a barrage of tweets, and they were about a very common topic that we've heard on The Stump. In fact, we heard it in Eastern Pennsylvania earlier this week, where he's talking about the Democrats going after records and trying to redo the Mueller investigation. The 4 tweets end with "presidential harassment!" exclamation point. Clearly, something got him teed off early on this morning.
And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, CBS correspondent Stephen Portnoy at the White House, and he's the guy following all this for us. Stephen, good morning.
Hey, fellas.
The president kind of sets the tone for the day when he does that, doesn't he?
Well, I think, you know, he certainly tries. I mean, it's always busy. There's lots to talk about, and, you know, about 2 hours, the president will be meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to discuss infrastructure. He hasn't been tweeting about that this morning, but his spokeswoman, Sarah Sanders, just told us that, you know, they're optimistic they can work something out. The problem at the White House is articulating when it comes to infrastructure is this idea that Democrats are not on the same page about what infrastructure projects have priority. And the implication there is that some Democrats want to focus on the Green New Deal and other kinds of things for green energy. And the president's priority, as he put in the letter last night to the leaders, is this USMCA free trade agreement. And he says that that needs to be the first thing that Congress does before it tackles any kind of infrastructure package. The president did agree 3 weeks ago to spend $2 trillion on infrastructure projects. Democrats came out of that meeting very enthused, but they said that it was on the president to come up with his proposal for how to come up with $2 trillion. And now the president's coming back and saying, well, no, it's on you to list your priorities. So it looks like what had been optimism and enthusiasm for a deal is now being, I won't say derailed, but certainly the momentum is slowed because of you know, the president saying, hold on just a moment. I can tell you that a lot of Republicans, when they heard $2 trillion, their eyebrows raised and they're like, wait a second, what are you talking about here?
And where's that money coming from? But I will say, in all the consternation with the Democrats and Republicans since the president took office, this seemed to be the one subject that they were able to at least get together enough on that made even Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi say there was reason for optimism.
Well, at least there was 3 weeks ago. You know, one of the interesting things about what's happening here in Washington is that the House Democrats who are clamoring to impeach this president will actually be meeting with Nancy Pelosi just before she comes here. And she's expected to try to tell them to stay the course with the continued investigations going on in the committees and not to move to an impeachment inquiry, because she believes it's not the right course politically or perhaps otherwise. I mean, obviously everything's political, but the question is whether there's enough there to impeach, and that's a political argument on both sides. But certainly some Democrats are saying that this is the best way to go forward, because if you do open an impeachment inquiry, it makes it a lot easier for the courts to say, yes, the lawmakers are entitled to particular pieces of information and documents that so far the administration has refused to turn over.
The president has been known to have a meeting like this and then invite the cameras in to watch. Has there been any indication this morning whether this is going to be a closed-door private thing or if we're all going to see it?
You know, it's really interesting. We had the same question 3 weeks ago when the leaders came, and in the end, cameras were not allowed in. At the moment, as I check the schedule, it's listed in the cabinet room as closed press, which means that there won't be any cameras allowed in. I'd be surprised if that changes at this point.
Now, from that standpoint, then, how can these people sit down across a room and not talk about the elephant? I mean, when the president puts it out there on Twitter first thing in the morning, how angry he is at the Democrats for everything they're trying to do, how can they sit down in a room and not talk about that?
That's a really good question. And, you know, I'll be interested to hear whether it comes up, whether the president raises it or not. You know, Chuck Schumer was asked that 3 weeks ago. How can you hope to work with the president when your colleagues in the House are, you know, leading these investigations into him and he's not cooperating? And Schumer said, I believe we can do both at the same time. That was 3 weeks ago. And in the last 3 weeks, we've seen the Attorney General decline to appear before Congress and the House Judiciary Committee vote to hold him in contempt. That matter now lays at the feet of the Speaker as to when she's going to put that measure on the floor. Just yesterday, the former White House counsel, Don McGahn, refused to appear at the instruction of the president. So things have certainly gotten more tense. And that's hovering over all of this here in Washington this morning.
And we will leave you to sort it out for all of us at CBS. Thank you, Stephen.
You bet, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.